Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The saga all about Joseph is not over yet. Joseph's dream has been fulfilled, but not all of it. His brothers have bowed down, but not his father. God is still working out a plan as he weaves history with his hand. Listen now as Joseph sets his brothers free. The sons of Israel had time to think and reason why they ended up being thrown in jail in Egypt. Only thing they could think of was that God was permitting them to be punished for the sin of selling Jacob, their brother, into slavery and telling their father he was eaten by a wildebeest. Joseph overheard all their conversation. On the third day, they were brought before Joseph. Joseph talked to them through a translator. "You will follow my instructions because I fear your God. If you are honest with me and not spies, then you will return to your family in Canaan and fetch me your youngest brother Benjamin to demonstrate that you are telling the truth. I will send you back with grain for your entire family, but will keep your brother Simeon as a hostage. When you return with your youngest brother, I will then permit you to trade in the land. I do not want to see you again without your youngest brother." Joseph treated them harshly and spoke only in Egyptian and told his servants to fill their sacks with grain and hide their money they paid for the grain back in their sacks. Only Simeon was to stay behind in jail until they returned with Benjamin. Joseph turned and went out in the other room and started to cry, because seeing his brothers were overwhelming him, and he did not want to expose his real identity as their brother. Joseph is overwhelmed by emotion as he talks with his brothers, yet he does not want to expose who he really is. They only know him as Pharaoh's right-hand man, who has all the power over them at the moment. Will they return to Egypt with their youngest brother? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.